lying down meditation is a unique exercise that complements the entire program that we're dealing with here, because it offers a yin perspective to go against some of the yang techniques and yang exercises that we're doing. There's not many courses out there that really stress the yin side. They'll talk about the balance between yang and yin, but I haven't found too many courses that will actually show you how to yin down the body. And when we say yin down the body, we really mean relax down the body. There's going to come times where you'll actually overcharge your body by doing too much yang exercises, and you'll just be kind of lit up. And that energy that you're putting off sometimes can be uncomfortable to other people, and also can be kind of destructive to you. And when I say destructive, I don't mean in a way that you would hurt somebody, although that could happen. I mean so much in a sense that it probably would just get in your way, in the sense that it would make people uncomfortable, and it may even make you uncomfortable. And so there comes a time where you have to learn how to relax the body down, or what we call yinning the body down, out of the yang state. So we just taught you a little bit about the standing meditation, which is a great yang exercise. Some of the other exercises are yang exercises as well. And now we've got an exercise which is going to designed to yin the body down. Well, you're going to be able to use this exercise anytime you're feeling tense, anytime you're feeling anxious, anytime you're feeling like pressure is on you for whatever reason as you go through your life. It's also very important to understand that this is a balancing type of exercise program. You're doing yang and you're doing yin. If you notice that yin and yang symbol that's very popular that people have, martial artists use all the time, it's really having a balance within your life. Well, this program works fantastic providing you balance it out. If you did too much yin, that wouldn't be good. And if you did too much yang exercises, that wouldn't be good either. And so what you want to do is you want to balance your program out totally. A lot of people will look at the lying down meditation and say they don't really see the value in it. Well, we've seen enough of a value that I actually wrote an additional course called Mastery Through Meditation. If you're getting this with the value pack, you're probably receiving that as an added bonus. If not, you can get that course, and that actually takes you through the process of the lying down meditation in a lot greater depth than what we're going to cover here. But for the purpose of what we want to discuss here, I want you to understand why we're doing the lying down meditation, not just go do a lying down meditation, because most people won't understand why. Again, it's a complement to the entire course, but it's going to open up other areas of benefits for you, which are quite unique. And the way you're going to do the lying down meditation, obviously, is you're going to lie down. You're going to have your arms out at about a 45-degree angle. The palms should be face down on your bed or on the floor, wherever you're doing it. And what you're going to want to do is you want to just relax breathing. Again, it's not going to be any type of yang breathing or yin breathing. It's going to be just relaxed qigong breathing, almost to the point where you taper the breath off, kind of like when you're sleeping. When you're sleeping, you're in a very relaxed rhythm as you're getting into it. Now, the biggest thing that people say about the lying down meditation is they fall asleep. Well, this is why we're giving you exercises to do while you're doing the lying down meditation, because most people that just lie down to relax, of course, they're going to fall asleep because they're not really doing anything to relax the body. Well, what we're doing to relax the body is again, just like we talked about the tension exercises, where we're tensing the big toe and going to the toes and then all the way up the body. Well, we're going to do the same thing, relaxing the body down. And again, probably a beneficial way to do it, if you don't have the Mastery Through Meditation course, would be to record your own voice talking about relaxing those parts of the body down. Of course, the second CD in this series is going to take you through that. But again, we always encourage you to do your own tape or CD or however you want to do it. But you're going to relax each part of your body. Now, the next part is a very important part, in that you're going to concentrate on each of your toes and fingers. You're going to always start, in almost every exercise we do, you're starting in a clockwise direction, and you're going from left to right. So you're going to start with your left fingers. You're going to start with your left thumb, and you're going to go to your left thumb. You're going to go to your right finger, middle finger, ring finger, and then the pinky on your left hand. And what you're going to be actually doing is counting five pulses in each finger. So it'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the thumb, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the index finger, and so on and so forth. The reason you're doing this is starting to learn a concept we call pulsing the chi. And you're doing this by getting to feel it in the fingertips. At first, you're gonna feel, you may feel it right off the bat in the fingertips. The toes, you're not going to feel as well. You're going to go to the toes right after you get done with the fingers, the left side of the body, the left foot, and you're going to start with the small toe, the next toe, all the way to the big toe. You're then going to go over to the right foot, start with the big toe, relax that down, but pulse it 5 times, go to the little toe. Go back up into the right hand, start at the little finger, work your way around to the thumb, five times each. You're going to do that 3 to 5 repetitions all the way around the body. Now, once you get that down where you're actually feeling it and you get those repetitions down, then you're going to go back and you're going to pulse the whole hand, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're going to pulse the whole foot, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then the next foot, and then the right hand. And you're going to go around. You'll notice as you look at that, as you start to get that pulsing down, you're creating a clockwise rotation, starting from the left hand to the left foot to the right hand. You're starting a clockwise rotation. And so what it end up being is that you're not just pulsing in the fingers, you're not just pulsing in the hands, but it's almost like a circle that's being drawn around your body, and the chi is actually pulsing and circulating around the body. That's ultimately what you're going to do with this exercise. Now, how long is it going to take for you to actually feel that? It's hard to say. Probably took me around 4 to 6 months in order to actually feel that in the way I'm describing to you. But by being able to do that, you are going to learn how to be able to pulse the chi, which is a very significant type of sensation that you're going to want to do. Of course, you always want to stay in touch with us through a mentoring program in order to get some of these advanced concepts. Because once you get some of these concepts down, you're going to want to talk to somebody and say, okay, I'm getting this type of sensation, I'm getting these types of results, what do I do next? Because obviously we've got some of those advanced concepts that we can then say, okay, now to take it to the next level, here's what you need to do next. Now, once you get done doing the hands and the fingers, you want to basically just start to feel the chi in different parts of your body. You can actually take all the chi and push it into your feet, or you can take the chi and push it into your hands. And you can just start to feel the chi in different parts of your body. You can also start to repel with the chi. So, for instance, maybe on the inhale, you feel like your body's rising up. And on the exhale, you feel like the body's rising down. And then you might do that for 15 or 20 repetitions. And then you may switch it where you're gonna rise up on the exhale and go back down on the inhale. Again, kind of a visualization, like as if you're actually rising off the bed or rising off the floor. You're going to get very strange sensations when you do the lying down meditation. This is also where we talk about doing the third eye focusing or third eye visions. Again, this is something that's very unique. The yin part of the program is going to open up new doorways to you that you may have never seen before, because the more relaxed you can get your body, the more spectacular things you can do from that psychic area. Open up the third eye and being able to do things like astral projection or leaving your body or lucid dreaming and different things like this. It all comes down to the relaxation of your body, and that's really what we're doing with this type of lying down meditation. Incidentally, if you've been doing a lot of weightlifting or other muscle building exercises, you may need to spend a considerable amount of time practicing this lying down meditation and the blood washing exercise before you can really see results from the rest of the program, because, you know, weightlifters, generally speaking, are really constricting their muscles and it's not really a relaxed type of muscle, and the blood flow is not going to relax as much. This is going to really open up your blood flow when you do the lying down meditation. When you do the standing meditation, it's going to open it up, but this is really, really one that's going to really open things up wide for you. Now, what's going to happen is you're going to go through many different stages of relaxation. At first, you may not be able to relax at all, or you may fall asleep. But don't get discouraged because you fell asleep. Just say, next time I'm going to look to go and not fall asleep, you know, so soon or what have you. And so you just want to keep doing these mental exercises in your head. What you're going to do the first time is you're not really going to be that relaxed enough, but you're going to feel different types of tingling sensations here and there. In the second stage, you may see different colors or maybe negative images of things that you're thinking about or things that you're projecting at. You may also feel like you're floating on air or have other types of stranger sensations that you've never had before. And then the third stage is where you're really able to get in a deep state of relaxation, will open up the door for visions. And even in the third stage, you'll not be able to see the visions every time. A true vision is really God's message, especially for you. And he's the one that's going to reveal it to you whenever he decides to do that. And so a lot of times people tell me they want to see visions, but a lot of times when we see things, they may not be even things that we really want to see, but they are things that we can grab onto. And that's really a topic for another time. But the fact is, the more you get relaxed down, the more you're going to be able to do more significant exercises from the yin perspective. Again, a very instrumental part in this entire process. The best time to do this is probably at night, right before you go to bed. And it has a tendency to relax you down. It makes you feel really good and super. You could add affirmations in there, which will make you feel absolutely fantastic. So do your lying down meditation for 25 to 30 minutes a day, and you will absolutely like it.